Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. I'm Carol Kinnear, Way Memorial Community Health Manager. I want to thank you for listening. I can't believe we're in December. 2021 is almost over. But again, you know, it's still cold outside, or it's getting cold outside, I should say. And so my guest today is Nadine Greco. Good morning, Nadine.
Good morning, Carol.
And for those of you that may not know, because Nadine hasn't been on the show for a while, we were just talking about that. We think maybe it was last February. But Nadine is the manager of our cardiac rehab program at Way Memorial Hospital, correct?
Yes, it's going to be, I can't believe, next year, 2022, 30 years.
Yeah. Actually, no, I'm going to be 29 years. See? I started a year after you did.
Correct.
Yeah. So I'll celebrate your 30 years.
I'll celebrate your
29. And then you'll...
All right, it's a deal.
Well, you'll just have to re-celebrate my 30th the year after, right?
Sounds good to me.
So, yeah, for those of you that don't know, Nadine and I have been friends for actually 30 years. We did our master's program together at Marywood University, right?
Oh, my God. Those were the days, right?
right? Yeah, and then we had to grow up and get jobs, and here we are.
Right. Well, I'm glad I'm here. I'm glad to be here with you.
Yeah, and I am so, because, you know, like I said, we are in December. We're starting in our winter months, but... Why I asked Nadine to come today and talk is about exercise or activity, because I think when some people hear the word exercise, they get scared. Mm-hmm. They're like, I can't do that. Activity, you can roll that into exercise into activity, and vice versa. But how important it is to stay active and or exercise?
Well, first of all, it has to be a year-round thing, number one. And if you're looking for health benefits, the same thing. You can't just start an exercise program and then slack off and then weight may, you know, you may gain some weight and then health problems come about because of that. So it has to be year round. It just mm-hmm. has to be, like you said, it doesn't necessarily have to be an outdoor activity, although you can be outdoors year round doing exercise according to the conditions. And on the other hand, if you prefer a gym in the winter months, then that's okay too. But I think a lot of people, because of the COVID situation, are still staying out of some of the gyms.
Right. So, you know, yeah, so people can, you know, exercise at home. You know, you can look at videos mm-hmm. and stuff like that. But let's talk a little bit about exercising outdoors, right? So even if it is cold out, you know, people can still walk, right? You can, but... What are some recommendations that you would make?
Well, what's interesting is that it doesn't. You could still exercise at 32 degrees. I think when you get into trouble is when the wind chill factor.
Okay.
I would say something like minus 18 degrees is a no-no. But I'm saying is that you want to have proper attire. You know, you want to wear the proper clothing. You don't want to overdress. And I think that's what happens. We tend to overdress, and then we don't realize that when we're active, our bodies generate more heat. And it needs to escape somehow and cool off your body. But the bottom line is, if you don't have the proper type of, like, you know, if you wear cotton clothes, they're going to get wet from sweat. And if you stop exercising or walking home or something and it's windy out, you're going to have a chill.
Mm-hmm.
You want to have some kind of a head, you know, like a hat on, gloves, mittens. A lot of people tend to not wear a hat, a scarf. For maybe some people who have any kind of COPD or asthma conditions or even heart problems. But I just don't see where there's a problem unless, you know, the roads are, the sidewalks are icy.
Right.
And you might fall and break a hip. That's not a good thing. So I think you got to look at a lot of things. Probably it's better to exercise not so early in the morning when it is a little bit colder.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And maybe, you know, like you said, like, maybe later in the day when it's probably the temperature is the highest, correct?
Uh-huh.
You know, people had a chance to make sure they cleaned off their sidewalks. There's no icy patches. Uh-huh. And it's not dark. I mean, I think that's another important thing, right?
Right. But here's the thing. Sometimes some people I've seen in my neighborhood, they're runners.
Uh-huh.
And if you're going to be a runner or out walking when it's dark, reflective clothing is always important. You want to make sure of that, even with your pets. Have one of those little vests on with a little light on if you have a sweater on them, so that they can be seen too.
Mm-hmm. I have a neighbor actually that walks her dogs or runs too up and down my road.
Yeah.
And like she has these collars now that light up for her dogs.
Oh, that's great.
Which is awesome.
Yeah.
Because, you know, and sometimes she does it at dusk or dawn and, you know, people are leaving for work or coming home and it's a great way to see them walking on the road because you don't always know they're there.
Yep. Correct.
So that's really important to do. So you do the cardiac rehab program, right? Mm-hmm. And you teach, so you work with individuals who've had a heart attack, right? Or a heart condition that's referred from their physician mm-hmm. for your cardiac rehab program, correct?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so that's physician referred, and you teach people how to exercise after a cardiac event?
Right. We just, you know, get them back into really good physical shape because some of them have been really out of the loop for a long, long time. And I think the thing is they're amazed as to how fit they can actually get. Mm-hmm. I always say I can get them in better shape than some people who don't even have heart disease, which is amazing, number one. And number two, I think in the especially in the winter months, a lot of physicians will tell each patient, no matter what, I do not want you using that shovel outside to shovel snow. You know, they should put one of those stickers that they put on cigarette boxes, hazardous to your health, on your shovel. But, you know, it's interesting because I think if there is someone who's a client of ours or a patient of ours who's in very good shape, and they said, you know, I'm just cleaning off my sidewalk with about 2 or 3 inches of snow, I tend to be okay with that, or a broom. It's when you get into heavy, wet snow mm-hmm. And the most important thing is you do not know you have an underlying heart problem is when you get into trouble.
Right.
Because most symptoms for heart problems can't come about in the cold weather.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do know that that happened to actually a family member of mine. They were out shoveling snow and didn't know they had underlying heart disease and unfortunately passed away.
Wow.
And it's scary because, you know, we are in the winter months. We are going to get snow. And some people say, well, I shovel my snow for exercise. But if someone is not physically active, if they have a family history of heart disease, or they haven't seen their doctor on a regular basis to check if their heart is healthy mm-hmm. enough, would you advise caution with that?
Certainly. I think the thing is that a lot of times we always want to get things done right away
mm-hmm.
and we push ourselves. So the whole idea is if you do know you have had some symptoms, the best thing to do is to hire somebody else or the neighborhood kid to do it for you
mm-hmm.
Because you might end up, like Carol said, in a situation that you don't make it. You know, the thing that comes about is it's called angina. And what happens is during cold weather, our bodies, the arteries constrict a little bit to keep the heat in. So especially on the heart, our heart arteries tend to constrict during cold weather. And if you're doing something exertional on top of that, you can get some symptoms like chest tightness, maybe some pain on your jaw, your neck, going down your arm. You know, these are warning signs that, like I said, if you have anything like this going into the winter months or even today, please get these things checked out with your physician.
Right, right. Call your physician right away. Get a physical done. Get it checked out because, you know, you can fix heart disease nowadays.
Right.
Right?
Right. I'm telling you, people are living longer with the procedures that we're doing and also the medications that are out there.
Right. And you work very closely with our cardiac and vascular center, correct?
Right. That's where we get our referrals mostly.
Right. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So again, you know, with that, we want people, you know, we're doing the show to caution people to be careful during winter months and even summer months when the heat is really hot, but we're getting into the winter months. But to encourage people to stay active, to become active. So, you know, recommendations, footwear, clothing, hydration.
Nutrition, mm-hmm. You know, carbohydrates and proteins and stuff like that. Just, you know, if you're a diabetic, making sure you check your blood sugars. If you're going to go outside and do any type of heavy outdoor activities. Weight-bearing activities are always the best. Snowshoeing can be enjoyed, and that doesn't necessarily have to be in deep snow. Cross-country skiing on a level, you know. Mm-hmm. Starting out slow, and that's the whole thing. I want everybody to realize that if you want to start an outdoor activity, start out slow if you haven't been doing that activity. Acclimate yourself to a colder environment for a while versus going out when it's really, really cold. On the other hand, Carol is going to tell you folks about the winter walking program in the school because that is a really good program and there's no excuse not to walk. You hear me, folks?
Right. And I am so glad. Thank you for bringing that up. I kind of prompted her to make sure that I'll be able to get a little blurb in. So, yes, we have the Wayne Memorial in-school walking program. We did not have it last year, but we're able to be back in the schools this year. And so the program is actually opened up to anyone in the community. And it's within four school districts. We're in Forest City, we're in the three W's, Western Wayne, Wayne Highlands, and Wallenpaupack. And each of the school districts have specific schools that are opened Monday through Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. where individuals can walk in a warm environment, a safe environment, and basically free. There is a one-time registration fee of $5 to get a badge. We give you a sticker, and all you need to do is fill out a questionnaire and just sign a waiver of liability. And it starts actually December 6th, so it started this past Monday, and it'll actually run into May. If schools are closed, then the halls are not open to walk. But again, this is just one way, if you're not physically active, to start some sort of walking program. And you could start at your own pace. There's a book to sign in and out of. Again, you just need to get there and do it. So it's a great opportunity for individuals.
Right. I think it is a great opportunity. And the other thing is it leads you into the spring when all of a sudden you're going to start being a little bit more active and right. doing your gardening and things like that. So, bring a family member so you could talk with them while you're walking mm-hmm. if you're the type that needs a little bit more motivation.
Right. Or, grab a friend or two, and you could all join together. And that right. would be a great way to, meet individuals instead of sometimes going out for drinks or food, right? Because, it's the holiday season. We all kind of gain a little weight.
I always Some people gain a lot. What are you talking about? It's those cookies.
I used to say to my patients, yes, we're in the holiday season, but usually the holidays are three major days. Usually you have Thanksgiving, you have Christmas, and you have New Year's Day. Okay? Those are 3 days, not 3 months.
I'm sorry, I don't know how many people are going to go along with that one, Carol, around anywhere, not just here. It's those sweets. It's right. something that's. But I look at it this way. If you're very active or if you do an exercise, mm-hmm. at least minimum of 3 days or five, or you walk daily, you can get away with those extra little calories of, maybe a couple cookies or more. And that's the thing. Right. That's how I look at it. It gives you a little bit more leeway versus, and I'm not doing anything and I'm going to, especially drink more alcohol, eat more cookies.
Right.
It's football season, the playoffs, the bowl games. I'm telling you,
it's a hard time of year.
It is.
And again, people are like, it's cold out, I don't want to go out and exercise. But there are opportunities out there for our mm-hmm. community, for individuals to stay active. And that's what's really important.
Right.
So important. So yeah, so if someone's interested in joining the walking program, they can call Jean Tuttle, who's my assistant, at 570-253-8990, and she will take your name and number and mail you an application. There, you can also visit our website at wmh.org and go under community outreach and go under the in-school walking program, and there's a application, actually, I should say just a questionnaire and a waiver that you could print out, sign, fill out, and mail back to us. It's just really easy to do. I mean, we really try to make things very easy for our community to participate in certain things. We have like a couple of more minutes. Any last words, Nadine, for our listeners out there?
I think, like I said, a lot of times too, they do warn on either radio or on the television about extreme weather conditions. And if you do have health problems, like I said, any kind of pulmonary issues or cardiac issues to stay indoors. Mm-hmm. But it's really that wind chill factor that really brings the temperature down. So that, dress in layers, don't overdress. Hydration, like I said, make sure you wear gloves and keep your feet warm. That right. you have some type of shoes if you're going to be active that your feet don't get wet. Mm-hmm.
Right. And if you notice any unusual symptoms with your heart, with your legs, contact your physician and make sure you get that checked out, correct?
Right, right. Because like today I said, this is just basic. We're not getting into extremes like frostbite and stuff or hypothermia, but that's extreme, I think, if you're really out there for a long period of time.
Right.
And if you're out there doing some kind of activity, bring some maybe warm tea or some hot coffee, take a break, mm-hmm. go inside, especially getting a chill. get indoors.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Nadine, I want to thank you so much for joining me on today's show.
Oh, it's always fun, Carol.
We always have a great time.
Oh, we always do.
We could probably talk for hours if we were allowed to.
I know. Too bad we're not sitting here with a cup of coffee.
Yes, and some extra cookies, right?
Right.
Because we do try to stay active in our daily lives, which is so important.
All right.
So again, thank you for being on the show.
You're welcome.
And again, this is Carol Kinnear, Way Memorial Community Health Manager. If you have any questions on today's show, you're welcome to give me a call at 570-253-8422. Thank you for listening and have a great day.